Welcome to the first episode of our new podcast, A Court of Coffee and Books. Name may change later on. Stay tuned. Today, we are going to talk about the Empyrean series, including a bunch of spoilers from Onyx Storm. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that right out of the gate. My name is Alicia.
I'm Chelsea.
And welcome to our court. All right, let's get into it. What do you want to talk about first?
I feel like we have to start from the beginning.
I feel like that's the only way to do it.
So
let's start with
Fourth Wing.
Fourth Wing.
Okay.
Let's go.
We took lots of notes.
A lot in our magic notebooks.
Yes.
We're really serious about this, guys.
Twinning.
Always.
Cheers.
Boop. I will let you begin.
All right. I'm going to start when Lilith and Mira and Violet are in her
office,
like the first chapter of the first book.
Okay.
When Mira is trying to convince Lilith not to make Violet go to the Rider's Quadrant, Lilith says, "Pale skin, pale eyes, pale hair. It's like that fever stole all your coloring along with your strength."
Woof.
And I know that there was a lot of theories out there that was like, oh, well, when she was pregnant with Violet, she was a Venon, and that's why they needed a cure, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, okay. We've read Onyx Storm, and that's pretty much been disproven.
For sure, yes, because there's an entire race of people.
Right.
With the silver hair.
Dun, dun, dun.
Not white, not gray.
Silver. So my thought process was, we know that her hair was silver because they dedicated her to however you say that.
Yeah.
But we also know that Lilith didn't know that Papa Sorengal, a.k.a. Asher. Yeah. He took her without Lilith knowing.
Yep. He went on a little vacation.
Yes. Which I'm surprised that Violet doesn't remember it.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on, like, how old she was. If she was, like, 2, she probably wouldn't remember it.
They said when Mira was 8. So how old, how far away in age are they?
I mean, she's been out of the Rider's Quadrant for at least like 3 years, I think. Because I think she knew Zayden when I think he was in his first year when she was in her third. So maybe she's 2 years older than Zayden. And Zayden's
so
what?
25? Because he's 23.
Yeah. And okay. Violet's 21.
Yeah. But she's 20 when she enters the quadrant.
So 4 to 5 year difference. So, I mean, yeah, 3 to 4 years old. She probably wouldn't remember. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember anything from before I was like 10. Okay.
That's called trauma.
We are not here to talk about that.
But same.
That's a different podcast, guys. Sorry.
So the stole your strength. We know that Dunn, I'm going to call her that. I don't care if that's wrong. Is the goddess.
Does she have an E at the end?
Yes.
It's probably Dune.
Hey, Siri. We're going to Google this really quick.
Hold my phones.
Was that the equivalent of a mic drop?
A mic pass? Double mic'd up.
I am double mic'd up on a Monday. Wish it was a Tuesday. On a Tuesday.
This is
Irish. That's, yeah. We got an ad. Okay. Done. Like Donna, but without the.
Yeah. I think he was just French and he just said it with like
Valid. Okay. Anyway. So done.
Okay.
I done. Will let you win this one.
Thank you. Got one. Okay. So we know that Dun is the goddess of war and strength.
Correct.
And also, later on in Onyx Storm, when Mira and Brennan are fighting about their grandma. This is like right before Mira gets kidnapped. Spoiler alert.
All of this has been a spoiler so far.
The grandma told Mira that they took her there because they thought that it would cure Violet's illness,
disability.
Yeah. So they were going to dedicate her to Dun to get the strength.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if, because they only partially dedicated her, she only got part of it.
I mean, it's definitely possible.
Or did they give it to her? They weren't able to fully dedicate her. Something happened. Time, you know, some other thing happened. And Dun took even more strength away.
I mean, it definitely could be.
Because Violet also says that her eyes change colors. They don't really, they're
blue, green.
Yeah, it says light hazel of varying blues and amber that never seems to favor either. Which amber really stuck out to me.
Same, because let's talk about Zayden's eyes.
Yeah.
With our onyx-eyed boy with his golden flecks.
Yep. Because I literally wrote this down.
I did as well.
Amber was the color of Zayden's eyes once he turned Venon. We know onyx was a reference to Zayden because of his shadows, but also because of his gold-flecked onyx eyes.
Correct.
That was like every fucking page.
the entirety of her attraction to Zayden was just his eyeballs.
Yeah. And it's he's always onyx eyes.
Yep.
And it's always the onyx bond that they have, that they like, that's how in their mind, that's how they see it.
Yep.
So I mean, obviously onyx was a reference to Zayden.
Oh, for sure. But the amber
only
came out to play after he turned Venon and used his powers when they were with his family,
right,
with his sus ass mom
on the isle that is most like the scribes.
Correct. Because they value knowledge.
Yeah.
Just like our girl, Violet. And Yesenia.
I also think it's funny that when they were on that aisle, I know we said we were starting with fourth wing and we went
straight. Sorry, guys. Everything just ties back.
I know. When they were on that aisle, they didn't know who Violet was when she introduced herself as Violet Soaringgal.
Right.
But then once she said that her dad was there, they were like, oh, I know, you're Asher's daughter now.
So actually, they said Asher Daxton.
Yeah, Daxton.
Where did Daxton come from? That is the only mention in the entire book of his life. No,
it's not.
It's not?
In the like little bits above it, like the.
Yeah, I thought I only saw Soaringgal.
No, there's one where it's something Daxton. They don't say his first name.
Mm.
But I was like, I didn't pick up on it. How weird is it that that name shows up twice? Because it's not like she's going to name two different people Daxton.
Right. Like, that's a very, very specific name.
Yeah.
And we know our girl Rebecca does not do anything by chance.
Yeah. But it must be run in the family to change your name. Because, you know, someone else in the Soaringgal family changed their name after coming back from the dead.
You want to talk about Brennan?
I don't know if I'm ready to talk about Brennan yet.
All right.
He's a big topic.
He's a very big topic. I have a lot of notes on that man.
Yeah. Because
he's...
I have thoughts.
I have a lot of thoughts on him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So...
All right. So back to fourth thing.
I'm going to go back to that first chapter.
Yeah.
When Mira is getting Vi ready. She's unpacking all of her giant pack, which side note, I'm gonna veer again. This is gonna happen a lot. Sorry. It was really interesting to me that Violet says that she's been training for Rider Quadrant for 6 months before conscription day.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she didn't have any soles on her boots. She was wearing the worst possible outfit. She had a giant pack. She was just so unprepared.
I think that was on purpose.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out, like, why would they not practice on a balance beam? Why would they not do all of these?
Why would you not realize that it's going to get windy up there?
Right.
You know, and you can't have clothes that are going to billow in the wind.
My nose is running.
Well, you better go catch it.
I know. Let me go get a tissue really quickly.
Okay. So, like, but I agree. Because there, if you're training for something, even, like, say, a marathon, mm-hmm. the first thing you're going to do is get the right footwear, first off. Like, the right outfits. Like, make sure that you're comfortable while you're doing it. Like, this is a huge, huge life moment where a lot of people die.
Right.
So why would you not prepare for that part? Like, what were you preparing for? Because you seem unaware of everything.
Right. Like, she talks about how good she got with daggers, but, like, you're not going to even need to do anything with daggers if you don't make it across the parapet.
Exactly.
Why would you not focus on that part? And then you're going to learn the rest of it once you get on the mat and everything.
Well, unless you poison everybody.
Well, she learned that too.
She did. Actually, I think that was from the scribes and Papa Soaringale.
Yeah. I will say that other than, like, the few little physical things, Violet was very well prepared just in terms of knowledge.
Knowledge, yes. But it came from the scribes.
Yeah.
Not from training with somebody who should have prepared her.
Right.
For all of the life and death things.
Yeah. And, I mean, like I said, she was training for 6 months.
Yeah.
And Mira waited until the very last day to come back and say anything.
Well, because Mira didn't have leave.
Well, we all know that Mira does whatever the hell Mira wants.
And that's why we love her.
We do love Mira. But if you know that your sister is going to be
forced into.
Right. And you're that scared. You're going to your mom. You're saying she's fragile. She won't make it. She's going to die. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Why would you wait till the last day?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a good answer for you.
Yeah. Anyways, very back to the original topic. When Mira is helping Violet get ready, she's repacking everything. She's taking all the books out of her pack. Yep. She takes the Baron, the Fables of the Baron out of there. And Violet is like, no, that's all I have left of Dad. Like, I want to take that with me. And Mira's like, no, leave it because your life is more valuable than this book. And they were talking about, like, what was in it. And so Violet explains it to her. And Mira says, Dad and his allegories, ditch the books. Dad can't save you. He tried. I tried.
So that was actually one I had written down as well. Because I was like, okay, what do you mean Dad tried?
Right.
But I think we see along the way he had tried to prepare Violet for either outcome of her going to the scribes or the Rider Squadron. I think he always wanted her to be a scribe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think somehow he knew, like, Lilith was not going to just let that fly.
Yeah. I wonder if he... Because Lilith in Iron Flame, she says that if she went into the reason that she made her go into the Rider's Quadrant was because she knew that when she was in the Scribe Quadrant, she would find out the truth.
Yep.
And they would kill her for it.
Yep.
So I wonder why Asher thought that she would be safe there. Like, did he think that he could protect her somehow, or they would know together and they could figure out something?
Or maybe he thought Markham was better than he was.
I don't know, because he consistently says, do not trust anyone.
Correct.
Only Mira.
Yep. Which, like, not your mom, not your brother.
Yeah.
Only your sister.
Well.
Interesting. Well, Brennan is Brennan.
But that's the other thing is, like, Asher and Lilith were married. They loved each other. Mm-hmm. They say that throughout the book, that they loved each other. how do you, on one hand, love somebody who's keeping a secret from the rest of the world that is killing people, but then also...
Zayden?
Hold on a second.
I'm just saying.
Okay. We'll come back to that. How do you, on one hand, you're married to somebody who's like
keeping this huge secret,
right? That, you know, Venom exists and mm-hmm. they're out there, they're draining people mm-hmm. and taking their lives and killing them, and you're leaving them to basically fend for themselves and yeah. perpetrating these lies that you're telling the entire country.
Yep.
And then on the other hand, be like, don't trust anybody, like, I'm on the lookout for a cure, like, I know what's going on. Like, how do you,
like, walk that line?
Yeah.
I can't imagine it. Like, I think I'd lose my mind if I was married to someone who just kept secrets from me. But also, like, life-changing, soul-altering secrets. Right. Like, I don't know how you – maybe it's just me. Like, I can't keep secrets like that.
No.
I would never be able to keep a secret that would hurt somebody else.
And I would – I mean, they both had to know that the other knew.
Right. I'm sure that they talked about it.
Right.
Like, I'm sure that there was a joint decision of, well, nobody else is doing anything about it, we just got to keep it a secret. Otherwise, we're not going to be here to raise our kids.
Right.
At least that's my thought process.
I guess so. I mean, Lilith seems like she likes to put her children first, but it's not always for their what's best for them. It's like what's best
for her in the long run.
Yeah, like it's kind of like it, even if it hurts them, she's going to do it because she thinks it's better for them.
Yeah. Like even Tangled, if it's not. Mother knows best.
Yeah.
Literally, though, like it sucks, but
let's just hope she's not, you know, using their magic to turn back time so that she doesn't look ugly.
No, instead, she's just
draining the magic.
Dead. Right. She just did. She's a little dead for now. Yeah. Who knows? Barlow came back, so.
You know what? If Jack Barlow could come back, Liam can come back. But I know he's not going to.
So I have a whole thing in here about Liam. I love Liam so much, but I saw Rebecca say that the reason she killed him, she knew she was going to kill him the moment
that she introduced him.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because he's perfect and had no character arc, so he had to go.
He was a Mary Sue. Do you
know what? Excuse me?
A Mary Sue.
What is that?
If you don't know, you don't know. If okay. you know, you know.
All right. Well, I'm clearly out of the loop on that one. But Liam was just one of the most beloved characters. Like, oh, she did such a good job of making him a loved, marked one.
Yes.
And, like, really humanizing them. And, like, even mm-hmm. though, yes, obviously, like, Zayden is Zayden.
Is like, he's a morally gray character, though. Absolutely. Liam was not.
Liam was good to the core.
Yeah.
But still loved both Zayden and Violet and wanted them to work things out and was there for both of them in some of the darkest times.
Right. I was annotating in my Kindle. It was. The first time Liam came up, when they first introduce him, not even like when she first talks to him, just when they say like that's his name when they're under the tree,
yeah,
all I said was pain.
I also annotated that, and I said, welp, this is gonna hurt.
I said pain, not both my Liams being dead. I was like, no, dude,
rip. That is brutal. Chelsea.
I know. I was crying. It was like, all I said was his name. And I'm like, dude, I can't take this anymore. It was literally 30 seconds. And I was like, salt.
So when you wrote pain, did you do it with a lie?
Oh my God, but I should have.
It's a good thing you can edit Kindle notes.
I know. I'll have to edit it.
Pain,
but without the Y. All right, Liam Payne.
Love you, buddy.
Yeah.
Anyway, We gotta get off that topic.
The daddy directioner. I know. We'll get back to the books before I actually cry.
Yeah, let's not. Let's not do that yet.
All right. You got anything?
I mean, I have a lot. So I guess I want to go just like in general before Onyx Storm.
Mm-hmm.
So before I read Onyx Storm, I thought that Violet was a type of intrinsic. Turns out I was right, but I didn't realize that she was a dreamwalker.
Guess who did?
Yeah.
Guess who guessed it?
You did. You did indeed.
Pat myself on the back real quick.
I thought that she was some kind of like feelings intrinsic because there was a couple different times throughout the first two books where she was able to like feel others' emotions, or at least Rebecca made it seem like it. So, you know, there was a passage where she was like, you know, all of a sudden this anxiety washed over me and it didn't feel like my own. And I was like, okay, so.
There's probably Terrence.
It's probably Terrence or Andarna's or Zayden's. Yeah. Like, and which I realize now.
Even like possibly Sigal's. Like,
it could have been for sure.
I don't think so because she doesn't seem like the type to get anxious or shoot her feelings towards Violet of all people. But you know, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, like two intrinsic marrying each other.
For anyway,
real. I kind of said here, I was like, I think those descriptions may have been really just talking about her own very powerful feelings.
Mm.
And, like, she wasn't quite sure how to handle some of those. Speaking of power, let's talk about Andarna for a minute.
Okay.
So, I have written down, I think when she channels with Andarna, she is only channeling from the sky. I don't think that she is channeling from the ground, which is why Andarna is so, she is going to be so powerful and why she can kill the Venon with her fire. Andarna also says that she feels her power shift when she shifts colors.
Mm.
So when she uses her like irid power to switch colors, she feels her power change. So I think in those moments, like she's channeling. And I think that goes into Violet and what Violet can do. Because Violet uses her lightning and that kills the Venon.
Well, Violet's lightning is like her signet is not lightning. Her power is like it's pure power. She just chooses to form it as lightning. So technically she's not really a lightning wielder, although she does wield lightning.
She's just a power wielder.
She could make her power into any form.
Yeah. Which I hope we get to see in a future book.
Yeah.
Rebecca.
At Rebecca Yaros.
Please go more into that because that would be amazing.
I know.
But yeah.
So I would be interested to see if her power, if she uses it in any other form other than just lightning.
Right.
Because we know that's what she's comfortable with, but we also know that she's going to need a lot of training and she's going to get more powerful.
Yeah.
So maybe she'll become more comfortable doing other things with it.
For sure.
Especially depending on, you know, what kind of venom she will be fighting.
Yeah. Like her husband.
Well, let's hope not.
I hope not. I've said from the beginning though, you and I have had this conversation a few different times. I think that her signet overall is going to be her having ownership over the sky or her drawing power from the sky.
Yeah.
Because they say that a few different times of like she, you know, she wants to pull, wants to pluck strands from the sky and weave them into runes. She can talk to the other dragons and they don't kill her or roast her as soon as she speaks to them, even though she's not bonded to them.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many different times throughout the books where they're, you know, her trainer or her teacher or whatever is like surprised that she only wields these huge, powerful blasts.
Yeah,
but like never the tiny ones. She controlled
the little ones.
Yeah, and she needs the conduit.
What? I will say, I have a friend who is currently reading Onyx Storm, and he messaged me and he was like, hey, could you clarify some things for me? I have some questions.
Oh no, we all have questions, sweet cheeks.
Because it was because he had not reread Fourth Wing and Iron Wing. So he was like,
okay,
I don't remember why they're looking for the seventh. Like, how do they know they even still exist? Blah, blah, blah. Ah. That kind of stuff. So I explained it to him, like, how they knew. And he was like, oh, I think it would be really cool if Violet was a human defibrillator at some point. I was like, yes, it would be pretty cool. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen in this book, but yes. So that would be a cool way to see her use her lightning in a controlled
way. It would be in a controlled way, yeah. I want to see her be able to control it without the conduit.
Yes.
Like,
yes, absolutely.
She has to be able to control it, but I almost think it's a telltale sign of, like, she can't control the amount of power that she has.
Yeah,
without it.
I have a feeling that that is going to be a big issue where, you know, she's got to do some really controlled strikes and she doesn't have the conduit.
Mm-hmm.
And either she's going to burn out or I don't know. I don't know.
She's going to figure it out.
Yeah. She'd have to. I mean, she can't fail.
It's life or death.
Yeah.
She has to.
Let's just hope it's not against Zayden.
No. Zaddy can stay far away during that.
I know. I'll be like, okay, I'll just like hang out over here in my cave.
With the other venom.
Yeah.
All right. Your turn.
I want to talk about Asher for a minute.
Okay.
One of the things that Violet says in Fourth Wing is, her dad always told her, your mind already knows the answer, so just calm down and let it remember. That's what she says to herself as she's walking across the parapet.
Yep.
And she says he always told her that. And then he leaves her all of these clues, the journal that he knows only she will be able to open. The books that he leaves for her in Onyx Storm, the letter that he sends to her. I feel like he gave her the answer. I feel like she has the answer.
She knows how to cure the venom. She just has to remember.
Yeah. Like, I feel like he laid out all of the clues.
For sure.
And she just needs to figure it out. Like, it's all there. I feel like even for us, it's probably all there.
Oh, for sure. But.
Or at least mostly.
Yeah.
The
rest will be revealed next book.
Yeah, in 2 years at least.
I know.
There is a part where they're talking about his research that he does.
On Feather Tales?
Yes.
Yes.
And hold on, I'm trying to find it. Oh. Tarn promises, I know nothing of your father's research, but Andarna has gone silent. So I think Andarna knows more than either. Andarna knows more than she's letting on, or Andarna knows more than she realizes.
I think it might be a combination of both.
Yeah.
I also, like, I thought about that too with him doing all of this research on Feather Tales. And I think it's Varish who says, either that or Atos, says, like, isn't it coincidence that you just happened to bond one?
Yeah. That is pretty strange, though.
Well, not really.
I mean, it's not strange, like.
Well, yeah.
You know, like, it's like he knew, but how would you know?
How are they gonna know?
How would they know?
Nobody's gonna know. No, but that's true, because, I mean, Andarna was still chilling in an egg.
Right, she was.
Wait a second. Ooh, was she, though? Because we don't know when she hatched.
She said she started hatching 2 years before threshing. 2 years before threshing would have been when her dad died.
Hold up.
Mic drop. I feel like we probably got something really wrong.
Oh, 100%. Like, the timing is off.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so, but didn't her dad die, like, 5 years ago?
No, Brennan.
No, Brennan left 6 years ago. And then dad's chest pain started.
Dad's chest pain started when Brennan, quote-unquote, died. Which is
sus.
But her dad didn't die until a year before Violet entered the quadrant.
Mm, okay. Okay.
Because that was, like, the 6 months was, like, the halfway point. Because her mom wouldn't talk to her. Because she said, my mom didn't talk to me for almost a year after.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it's, like, at least 2 or 3 years.
Okay. So, I mean, he could have known about Aunt Darna. He could have been doing research on her. She could have been working with her dad.
Mm-hmm. But she wasn't, I don't know if she was hatched or not.
Yeah.
And how would he have, he's not a writer. He's a scribe. So how would he have been in the Vale?
Well, I guess the islands. When he went to go visit the one island, who's going to say that he never went to the other and saw all of the Irids, and they all still have feather tails because they ask Aunt Darna what she did to her tail because she's a scorpion tail.
Right.
So what if he researched?
You think they told him that she was there?
I do.
Maybe.
Because she said that she...
He was a peaceful, non-violent person, so maybe they would have felt more comfortable talking to him.
Yeah. And she, Aunt Darna says, like, I heard of a general's daughter who was 18.
I remember that now.
Yeah. Who, and I knew that she would have the mind of a scribe and the heart of a writer. Alexa, living her mom. So I think that part of her, like part of Aunt Darna, like decided to start hatching at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And if her dad was still around and her dad had talked to the other Irids, maybe there was, because how is she going to hear anything from a human? Right. While she's in the egg, she can only communicate with other dragons.
Right.
Or did she, I think it said something like she heard the elders talking.
Maybe.
So how would the elders know?
Especially because the Irids hadn't come. It's not like they were traveling back and forth.
No.
They weren't communicating with the Empyrean.
Right.
So I wonder if... See, but I don't know how many times Asher went back there. Like, would he have gone back there when she was 18? He wouldn't have, because he would have been having a heart attack. Like, he was sick.
Yeah, like, but he was... isn't, when did he drop off the books? When did he talk about Dane?
That's true, because at 3 years old, and...
Like, she's not going to be in love with her best friend.
At 3 years old, right.
But at 18.
It's very possible.
Very possible.
He had to go back there at least one more time.
At least, yeah. I got some questions. I have more questions than answers now.
It's me too.
Oh, I mean, 100% with this entire book. Yeah. I have way more questions.
Yeah. And I'm kind of glad that, like, all the theories that people had, for the most part, not all of them. I know some of them were right. But
I'm glad most of them were wrong.
Yeah. Like, I try to stay away from them now because I'm like, I don't want someone else who's smarter than me to figure it out. And then I don't get that big
aha moment.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
So I try not to watch too many of them.
We'll just construct our own conspiracy theories over here.
Yeah, we will start the rumors.
I love that.
Okay.
What else you got on Asher? Anything else?
I'm sure at some point it'll come back up.
Okay.
But I want to switch gears for a second, and I want to talk about the one who came before.
Naolin.
Yes.
Okay. I'll let you lead.
So not even getting into the whole thing with Brennan, I want to first talk about Taryn's reaction anytime that this man is brought up.
We do not speak of the one who came before.
Yes. Is it because he's grieving, or is it because he regrets his choice in Ryder?
I think it's because he regrets his choice. This leads me down a rabbit hole. Are you prepared for this?
Yes, because it's also going to lead me down a rabbit hole because I have a lot of thoughts.
So do I. Okay, so when it comes to Naolin, I think that, one, he's still alive, but I think he's a Venon.
See, I think that, but then again, I'm like, but how would Taryn be able to bond another person? Like, they would still have that bond because Zayden is Venon.
Yep.
And him and Seagal still have their bond.
But for how long?
That's the question.
There is no sage that is bonded to a dragon. They're all only bonded to Wyvern and the ones that they created. There is nobody who rides a dragon into battle. So how long does that bond last after somebody gives up their soul?
Right. I also want to know, side note, this is like taking a real big turn. So we know that Jack Barlow is like deep in Venon. Like he's not just like a initiate. He's like
he was only like a level 2 though.
Yeah.
Like he was nowhere near a sage.
He was like an ace sim.
Yeah.
But still, like that's even farther than Zayden ever was until
the end. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Until the Onyx Storm. Dun dun dun. But I don't know if you remember specifically, they said in Iron Flame, Bade's eyes were opaque instead of golden.
Correct.
When they were in the room where the
with the wardstone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's when he slits her throat.
Correct.
And has her bleed over the top of the
yeah
the wardstone.
So like I have questions.
Right.
Like so when did their bond break? Because there's no way in hell that a rider can kill their dragon if they're still bonded. I just don't think that's possible. So I think that bond breaks at some point, especially because Seagal screams at Zayden, I chose you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. I chose you. So I feel like that bond breaks at some point.
Well, we know that bonds can break because sure. Andarna broke hers.
Oops. Thought she came right back. I was like, God damn, girl.
I was so mad at her. I was like, you little teenage.
You teenage brat.
I know. I was like, ready to ground her ass.
Literally. To the veil. Get your ass back there.
No phone for a week. No sheep for a week.
I was trying to stop laughing long enough to say that. But so they definitely can break that bond. I guess my concern is Taryn has said multiple times, you are my last rider. I chose you. You are, there will be none after you. You are my last.
Yeah.
If you go, I go.
Right.
So my concern is what happens if Seagal also feels that way? Because the mating bond
bond makes me very nervous.
Me too, because if one dies, the other dies, which means that so does their rider. Unless it's Violet,
who has
Andarna.
Yes. So I know that Rebecca has very clearly stated that in book number 4, one of our favorites does not make it.
I'm so concerned it's going to be Taryn and Seagal.
Yeah.
I thought it was happening in book 3, though.
I also think it might be Riddick. Which,
I will revolt.
She does that to me,
I will fucking revolt.
I'm sorry. Showing up at your house, Rebecca, with a pitchfork and a torch.
And just stand there. We're not crazy.
I'm not gonna, I need you to resolve it in book 5, so I won't do anything. But you're going to have another rebellion on your hands, okay?
Yeah, and it's going to be from your readers, baby girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. If they do anything to my baby Riddick, I will literally lose my mind.
I will say, though, that I know that she has also said that sometimes she does things just because she knows that they will cause pain.
Which, like, good for you, babe, but also, please don't.
Yeah, please don't do that to me.
Please, no more.
I'm not emotionally stable enough for
no.
that. But yes, the meeting bond, how often it's mentioned and yes. how big of a plot point it is with the distance between Sigal and Taryn
yep.
and how they can't spend a lot of time apart. And, you know, it furthers a lot of the book.
For sure.
It makes me nervous that it is going to be an issue. Yeah. And I'm thinking, like, if what we were saying is correct about, you know, as far as you go in Venon, you lose your pond with your dragon. And so that won't kill them because they're not, neither one of them is dying. It's just a broken bond. And then obviously, like, the other one would die, and then Violet would have Andarna.
As long as she sticks her ass around.
I know, unless she, you know, leaves her again.
Which I don't think she will, but.
Let's hope not.
You never know.
I don't know.
You never know.
But.
It does concern me.
Yeah.
The whole mating bond really, really irks me and makes me very concerned on, like, a soul deep level.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah. I don't. Like, it's cute. I love it. But at the same time, it's, like, very anxiety inducing.
I have a love-hate relationship with it, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Mates.
Yeah.
Do you think Sigal gave Taryn some soup and was like, here you go?
Just some sheep soup?
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm just laughing because, like, if I pull my... Oh, my leg up, my legging up, you'll see my soup.
That sounded really inappropriate.
It did. I have a tattoo of
that kind of soup, girl.
No, I have a tattoo of Feyre and
Reese
and
a bowl of soup.
So it's fine.
So get back on track.
You went off track. Yeah, I did. Was I'm fine.
Sorry. I do that a lot. Back to Naolin.
No, Naolin. Yes. However you say okay.
Let's bring up them.
The B word.
The B word.
So Brennan.
Yes.
So Brennan and Naolin.
Mm.
I feel like they were lovers.
I feel like there's definitely a bigger relationship there.
For sure. It's not like they were just friends.
The part that is very suspicious to me is that when Violet asks, or I don't know if she asks him, but they're talking about it, he does not say what happened. She tells him what happened.
The only thing I think that Brennan says is that he gave his all.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Why will no one talk about Naolin?
Right.
Is he a sage?
Because I don't think they even clearly state how Brennan made it out alive.
There's no conversation about it. There's no background on it. There's nothing. It's just Naolin gave his all.
Yeah.
He was a mender. Or no, he was not
a
mender.
He was a siphon.
He was a siphon.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he get the power from?
The ground, because
we don't actually know if he turned Venon, though.
Right.
So if he's not a Venon, where did he get it from?
Because he can't siphon a dead person's power from them and then give it back to them.
Right. But also, if Brennan was dying, how would any siphon do any good?
Right.
Like, even getting a siphon back in, is it, like, filling up his own power to be able to heal himself?
Is he, like, kind of, like, imbuing him?
Right. That's question.
But he would need, it'd be, like, they would need another person, another being, another powerful being to siphon energy from, to send into Brennan to right. heal him.
Right.
So, we're missing
so
a
who's
big
the third?
Chunk. Yeah.
Who's
you
want to
be my third?
No.
So, like, I think we're still missing a huge chunk of that story.
100%.
Especially because we haven't even heard it from the source.
We haven't heard much of anything.
No.
Because only, no one will talk about him.
The only person we've heard it from is the professor who told.
Right. But even that was so minimal.
Yeah. And that's got to be whatever the scribes say.
Right.
So you don't know that that's true either.
No.
And Tan won't talk about it. He won't say yes or no to any of them. He just says, we're not going to talk about him.
Yep. Which, why won't Tan talk about him?
That's the question.
That's what it comes down to, is why will he not speak anything about him? And why is he so adamant that Violet will be his last?
Well, they do say that the more powerful the rider, the more strong the bond.
For sure. And the bond could
the more
weaken
strong the
or
bond.
Kill the
right.
dragon. But I think that Taryn's going to sacrifice himself.
No, you can't. There must be another way.
Not me. Not Zayden. Yo.
He's going to sacrifice himself. See, that was all you. That was all you.
Yes, but it's fine because it's Harry Potter.
Oh, I just read this. Your father made sure you'd know everything you needed or where to find it.
So where the fuck is the cure?
I think the Irids know. I think there's a lot more.
I think the Irids know too, and I think that's why Andarna went back, but we never got to learn anything that she learned while she was there.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was long enough.
I don't think it was long enough either, but I think that there was at least something that maybe triggered. I mean, what triggered her to come back? Why did she come back? It's not like she was bonded, so she didn't know that Violet was in trouble.
Yeah. Maybe she was like,
actually, fucked up,
you guys are not violent enough for me, so I need to go back to my
violent little teenager.
She is.
She's aggressive.
She is.
She wants to eat everything.
She wants to, you know, take people's kneecaps out.
No, she wants to gouge their eyes out.
Oh, yes.
Taryn says that the kneecaps are a better target.
You're right.
Which, like, Kat deserves that. It's fine.
I will say the second Croplin uprising that Asher was investigating, researching,
documenting.
Yeah. I think that's definitely a big play into what happened, because I mean, we know that the Venon were a big issue once before, and then they were, whether they were eradicated or they went into hiding.
They were banished.
They
were banished by a shadow wielder and a storm wielder, or a lightning wielder.
When does it say that? I don't remember
that. I think it's an Iron Flame.
No way.
Yeah, because so they say that the Venon were banished to the Barrens for hundreds of years by the last time that there was a shadow wielder and a lightning wielder who existed at the same time. So that's why everyone looks to Zayden and Violet and think that they're the way that all of this is going to get, you know, taken care of, and that we're gonna banish them again back to the Barrens.
I see. Maybe they should stop banishing and just start killing. Because
that's Andarna's way.
Or curing. You know, we don't always have to go violent. It could be
only for Theophany.
Lady Venon. Because obviously banishing them was not a cure-all.
No.
It did not fix it.
It did good for 650 years. because that's how long Andarna waited to
hatch.
Because she was left behind for this purpose.
Yeah. Poor Andarna.
That's a long nap. Are you kidding me? I would love that kind of a nap. I need that. We're tired bitches up in here.
I also want to talk about Zayden killing Alec.
Okay.
And the three brothers.
The three brothers that are so reminiscent of the Harry Potter three brothers.
Yes.
The Deathly Hallows. This is the Empyrean version of the Deathly Hallows. Dragon
version.
Yeah.
Do you think it's strange that the king has three sons? I don't know if there's a relation there, but I'm kind of feeling it's a little weird. I want to know what happened in that cave where he was, quote unquote, bullying Garrick, which made Zayden kill him.
It was during threshing.
Yes.
I do want to know about that as well. I don't think that it's weird that there's three. I do think that it's weird that Halden and Alec were twins.
They were twins?
They were twins. So that
they were roommates.
So they were twins, and then Eric Cam, however you want to call him, was the youngest brother. So I think it's strange that there was twin boys and that they weren't together. Like, I guess maybe I think about, like, Fred and George. They were always together.
Yeah.
Not all twins are like that, but you'd think during threshing you'd probably stick together.
But Halden he's not a dragon rider.
No, he's a dick.
He is a dick, but he's in the infantry.
Yes.
So he wouldn't have been there at threshing.
Well, that's true. So I guess why didn't they go to the same place? Like, why would Alec and Eric or Cam, whatever we want to call him, Eric.
We can call him Eric.
Okay. So, so why would both Alec and Cam, oh my God, Alec and Eric, Jesus Christ. Why would they both go into the Riders Quadrant if they're literally in line for the throne?
Yeah.
And then there's just Halden who's being hauled in.
Yeah.
Like, why?
We don't really know much about Alec, and that's...
We know nothing other than Zayden killed him because he was being a dick to Garrick.
Right.
That's it.
So I want to know, was... I feel like if he was being a dick to Garrick, he was not in the Riders Quadrant for the same reasons that Eric is.
Like, for sure.
He probably went there for some bad reasons.
Yes.
Whatever they may be. Whether he wanted the power from dragons or he just wanted to prove himself because they are always saying how, you know, riders are like better than everybody else.
Yeah.
You know. But if you're prince in line for the throne, like they're twins.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you got pretty much an equal shot.
Yeah.
Why are you joining the Riders Quadrant? Don't you pretty much have everything you could want? You've got the power. You've got the money. You've got...
You have every opportunity available to you.
Right.
Why choose to go in the Riders Quadrant? And Eric joining was literally because Halden wasn't doing anything with the information that he had.
Right.
Which was that there were Venon.
Right.
So what was Alec doing? And why was Alec in the Riders Quadrant?
Yeah.
When will we actually... Like
am I just, like, automatically assuming he's a bad person because he was bullying Garrick?
Or... Probably, because he's a little baby Garrick.
I know. Who could put... First of all, Garrick, he's, like, a fucking mountain of a man. How are you bullying him?
I mean, yeah. That's a good question. I mean, Zayden could have also just been Zayden. And went off the rails.
That's true.
Because he did say that. He was
probably angry at that point in time.
Right. And, like, the king didn't, you know, exactly help things when his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, I don't know. It could have been for revenge.
It could have been for revenge. Especially with, like, how, like, pompously he says, like, I don't regret killing your brother.
Yeah.
Like, what a thing to say to a first year.
And a prince at that.
Right. And the fact that the king doesn't even know that Zayden's the one who killed him.
So that was what I was going to say next, is how does Eric know that Zayden was the one that killed him?
Right.
Who told him? Because Halden doesn't know.
Nope.
Halden knows all about the Venom, but Halden doesn't know that Zayden killed him.
No.
And obviously the king doesn't know, or Zayden would be dead.
My only other thought is he actually dead? Or does Zayden say that so that he went off, like, and...
Like, you think he went into hiding or something?
I do. Because, and I'm just thinking about this right now, so bear with me here. But, like, what if Alec went into hiding because he knew he found out too much? Maybe his dad sent him into the Rider Squadron and he knew too much and was expected to die.
Mm.
Because it talks all about these three brothers. I mean, one of them is known to be kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Halden's got that title on lock.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up? Like, where, you know, where is Alec? Where's his body? Why does the king not know that he's dead if he is?
Right.
Or does he know that he's dead?
I would imagine if Zayden killed him, there would have been more consequences.
Right.
Even if they can't kill him because he's, like, powerful. But and, that, like, such a... It, like, I don't think that the king would have cared at that point.
No, he would just want him dead because that's his son.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Hi, Wednesday. This is Wednesday, everybody.
Say hello.
I'm waiting for her to start licking the microphone.
She is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was a giant bite.
Let's not bite that girl.
Hello.
We're getting a little too into it. She was like, "Are you guys going to take a break for a second?"
Are you going to hang out here? I don't suggest eating that. Hi. What's up, princess? You really don't? Wednesday. You lay down, babe.
All right. So, anyway, now that she's decided to maybe go lay down somewhere or sniff Chelsea's hair, one of the two.
Chewing on my hair.
Girl pop.
No.
Can you lay down, please?
Yes, you're very cute.
I just have more questions than answers about the three brothers, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the passage that was. Let me see if I can find it. It says, what was the fable again? One brother bonded to griffin, one to dragon, and when the third grew jealous, he drew directly from the source, losing his soul and waging war on the other two.
Okay. So, one is a Venon.
So, we've got Eric, who's bonded to a dragon.
Yep.
We don't know what happened to Alec.
Could he bonded to a griffin?
Could he have lived? And like you said, Zayden let him live and he went off and bonded a griffin. And then Halden is the jealous one.
I mean, we know that he's jealous, at least of Zayden.
Yeah. So could he, you know, turn jealous because he sees that his brother is more fit for the role of king than he is and has all this power and, you know, his brother can predict the future or at least see what happens in the future, even if, I don't know exactly, but.
Right.
I mean, they wouldn't have introduced his character if it wasn't gonna. I feel like it's kind of.
I think he's our main villain in book 4. Really? Or 5.
I think
this story is going to be a big part of the future.
Yeah. The kings, the whatever they're, the three brothers, they're definitely like a big part. I feel like they're definitely part of like the reason things went wrong or the reason things went right.
Right. Correct.
Like they are definitely like the pinnacle of everything.
And it's not like Halden's going to be
bonding a dragon,
bonding a griffin anytime soon.
Yeah, no.
He's just going to sit in his little basket.
I love that.
So like, so that's my theory. And that's something that I've been kind of mulling around a little bit. Is like, I do think that Alec is still alive. I think he's a griffin flyer. And I think that he comes back and is like, what's up, motherfuckers?
It's possible. Saves the day. There is another side to this that I just thought about. That what if we are too hung up on three brothers? What if it's just three siblings? Violet, Mira, and Brennan.
Okay.
So.
Yes.
I know that none of them are bonded to a griffin. However, one of the brothers, I'm going to read it straight from the source. It says, but it was the third brother who commanded the sky to surrender its greatest power, who finally vanquished his jealous sibling at a great and terrible price.
Yes.
And we know who the jealous sibling is.
For sure. And we had definitely, like, I had definitely thought about that when I read that passage because I was like, okay, well, that's Violet.
Yeah.
So, like, yes, it could be three brothers. It could be three siblings. It's hard to tell right now.
Because, obviously, these brothers existed at some point. They're going to have family members.
They're going to have descendants.
What if they're descendants?
Of one of the brothers.
Yeah.
Only time will tell.
I know. The brothers is, I'm really hung up on them. Like that, I feel like they're a big part of it. I could be completely wrong.
No, I agree though.
But I feel like they would not put this much effort into telling the story of them if it didn't matter somehow.
Agreed. Conspiracy.
They're all conspiracies. I want to talk about Jack for a second.
Jack fucking Barlow.
Hate his guts.
He's literally the worst.
Yeah. In Fourth Wing, Jack says to Violet, "Violets are such delicate, fragile things." I read that and I immediately was like, that is the exact opposite of Zayden saying, you're a violent little thing. I feel like that is on purpose. I feel like that is to show how wildly different and complete opposite Zayden and Jack are.
Agreed.
Even though they're technically brothers. Not, you know, obviously.
Obviously not really, but yeah. As Venin, yes. Right.
So yeah. I feel like it's to show, like, Jack is true Venin. Like, he did that because he wanted to.
Yes.
Zayden did it because, like Mira said, he's turning for the wrong reason. He's turning bad for the right reasons.
Yeah.
I feel like that's exactly, like, who Zayden is. He will do the bad thing if it's for a right reason.
I wrote something down. I was looking to see if I could find it. But yes, I will agree with that. Because I'm mad I can't find it. But there's a part where they talk about, or it's a dream of the sage, about how the sage is talking to Zayden, and he's saying, like, you will turn for the most. Sorry, guys.
For a second, I just want to add on to what I was saying earlier. The violent little thing. When Zayden and Violet are on the mat and he's, you know, showing her, this is the first time that they're on the mat together. Mm-hmm. And he says, going for blood today, Violence. And she says, my name is Violet. Actually, not like that, but.
But basically.
And he goes, I think my version fits you better. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that stuck out to me so well, but I feel like Zayden is the only person who sees that side of her, who sees it without her even trying.
Yes.
And he's the only one who completely understands that aspect of her and shows it on a regular basis.
Yes. And he loves that about her.
Yeah.
Like that's something he seems to cherish.
I think that everyone else, and maybe not so much Ree, but kind of to a certain degree, everyone else sees Violet as very fragile and breakable and yes. and weak. I don't really want to say weak, but
weak, yeah.
And he's the only one who's like, you are unbreakable. You are the strongest person I know. You can be violent. Like
your body may break, but your soul stays intact or something like
your
that.
Your mind is unbreakable.
Your mind is unbreakable, yeah. Yes. When he says that to her yeah. when she's getting tortured.
Yeah.
Before.
But yeah. So what did you find about the dream?
So the sage in what we thought was her dream, you will turn for something much more dangerous, much more volatile, for the most illogical of mortal emotions, love, or you will die, you both will. But now we know that the sage was really talking to Zayden.
Yes. So, I feel like it can be interpreted two ways.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, number one, Violet. He's going to turn for Violet.
Yeah.
I also think Sigal.
For sure.
Because at the end, she's the one that was trapped. She's correct. The one that he was like, you don't fucking touch her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, keep your hands away from her. Don't harm a hair on her fucking body kind of thing.
A scale on her body.
I know. Yeah.
yeah.
So I think in the long run, yes, he did turn for love, but not romantic love.
I mean, he turned for Violet at the end of...
At the end of Iron Flame.
Right.
But he tried to fight it for so long, and he finally gave in to it because
of Sigal.
Yeah.
Yes. Agreed. I think that there, and that was a big thing with her dad's journal. Violet's dad's journal was mm-hmm. first love.
Yeah.
Was not Lilith. It was her mom's dragon.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a big thing to do with the dragons really having such a hold on their heart.
Which brings me back to my fears for Taryn.
Yes. Constantly.
I feel afraid. Like she's not going to kill him in the fourth book, but it's going to be a Kingdom of Ash where they're all going to die in the fifth book. It's going to be like, close the door. Live, Manon, live.
Live. I don't think my heart can take another Kingdom of Ash.
I don't think I could take another Kingdom of Ash. If she does, if she KOAs me, I'm KOAing myself.
No. I know.
Yeah, I don't.
There's
I just
a lot.
Know it's I can't wait for it. But I know it's going to cause me pain.
Oh, for sure. All the best books do.
Yeah. It's like when someone says, oh, can you recommend me a book? And you're like, oh yeah, absolutely. What do you like? Here's like a ton of things. And they're like, then you say, this one absolutely wrecked me, made me cry for days and days. I don't stop thinking about it. And they're like, oh, so I shouldn't read that one? No,
No,
that's
you
my
absolutely should.
absolute favorite.
Literally, me with Kingdom of Ash, the greatest book I've ever read.
Yeah.
However, ruined me emotionally, and
It's not a
my
book you
Roman
can
Empire.
reread. It's not a book you can like continuously reread just because you enjoy it. It's like painful. Like I can't reread it.
I've reread it multiple
I
times.
know you have, but I cannot reread it as many times. Like I would totally 100%. This is like not where we're supposed to be going
It's
with this,
fine.
but I would absolutely reread Throne of Glass over and over again.
Me too, but it
But it's
just wrecks me.
painful.
I actually, I took, quick side note, and then I'm gonna go back. I took a 4 month break in the middle of Tower of Dawn.
We can't blame you for
But it wasn't because I don't love that book, because I do love it for its own, like, it stands on its own merits.
Yes.
However, I knew what was coming, and I was not emotionally prepared
I
for
remember.
Kingdom of Ash.
Because we were supposed to read it together, and you were like, oh, I'm just gonna finish it and then I'll immediately restart it. And you're like, I can't do it.
I could not redo it. Nope. Nope. Sure couldn't. And I regret nothing.
It's good though.
It's
It's,
so good.
yeah.
If any of you have not read Throne of Glass, it is my Roman Empire. Please do.
ASAP.
Literally
After
so
watching
good.
this video, of course,
Absolutely.
or listening.
Either way. Whatever tickles your fancy. All right. I think we have time for one to two more bullet points, so pick them very well.
Uh-oh.
It's only been like an hour and a half. Can we talk
Okay.
about Dane?
Yes, we have not talked about Dane.
Oh,
We have not talked about Dane.
we need to talk about Dane. Okay.
Dane Atos, you've been perfectly described.
Poor Dane.
I
I
know. Poor
mean,
Zayden.
poor Violet. I think that's the win, the winning
I
move
think the
there.
only one who won out of that was Mira. She was
And
the.
Reddick.
Was he in there?
I think so.
Well, Riddick wins no matter what.
That's true. I'm just imagining him. If maybe he wasn't in there, but I can just picture him
Yeah.
losing his mind.
I could see
Like
it.
Mira did.
Yeah. They
Yeah.
would not live that down. That's the only reason I'm like, I don't think he was in there because he would have
He
brought it
definitely would
up.
have brought that up
Yeah.
again. Yeah.
I
He would have
think.
just started calling Zayden Dane.
Yeah. I think he might have been killed for it, but
Maybe that's how he dies.
wait. Stop, because if Zayden actually kills any of them, because that was her thing to Bodhi. Or no, that was her thing to Riddick was if he ever hurts somebody on purpose.
That is her line. I know. I said what I s Ow. I
No.
said what I said. I know.
That made me nervous because I thought it was going to happen in that book, but I was like, but now he's even more venom than he was.
Yeah, he's like at least an ASIM, if not
Yeah.
whatever's next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sage.
Is it just Sage?
Yeah, I think it's initiate, ASIM, sage, maven.
Makes sense. So, Dane.
Yes. Good old Dane.
Good old Dane.
My feelings on him are unknown at this point. It used to be very Tamlin-esque. I used to
Yeah.
hate his fucking guts, but I feel like Onyx Storm
Rebecca
hate.
did a really good job of giving him a redemption arc, and it's not fully there
It's
yet.
not, and I'm still very suspicious of him,
I'm also very
but I
suspicious.
don't hate seeing his name on the page anywhere.
No. So, first book, Fourth Wing. I counted four times that he read Violet's memories without her consent. At least those
He,
are what we know of.
yes, he does say that he did not read her memories every single time he touched her face.
I call bullshit.
He could very well be lying, but he did say that in Iron Flame.
There was at least two of them where. he did.
Yeah. Because I'm not saying he only did it once.
Right.
But I mean, I know you said four times. I think there, I feel like there's more than four. Like, it seemed like it was a lot.
At least those are the ones that I highlighted. But I think I highlighted all of them.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
No, but still. There's definitely a redemption arc incoming. Like, 100%. Yeah. But
either that or redemption arc for betrayal.
Bum, bum, bum. But let's talk about Sloane. And her saying, someone like you shouldn't have this much power.
Yeah. Yeah. I told you. I was, like, staring at the book, yelling, why would you say that? Why would you say that, yep. Sloane?
So what kind of power does Dane have that he shouldn't have?
So there is a point in Iron Flame when Varys is trying to get Dane to read Violet's memories.
Yep.
I'm going to look it up to read exactly it. But they are talking about how they can't keep healing civilians. And that Varys is Dane's teacher, not Carr. I'm gonna look it up.
Interesting.
So give me a second.
Okay.
You talk while I search. Or I'll just wait.
I mean, that's fine. It's fine. I'm curious now because I didn't realize that was said. I do have a couple other things about Dane I can talk about if you want. Mainly how his dad is a power hungry asshole.
Yes, his dad also sent Venon into Besgaeth to kill Violet.
Correct. Multiple times.
Yeah, so he's got to have some kind of pull somewhere to be able to control the Venon like that.
Yep. So is he part Venon?
We also don't know his signet.
Right. It has
Does
yet.
Does he have a dragon? That might be why he doesn't have it.
I think so. I mean, he's the commander of the school. You would think so.
But is it infantry?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know that Zayden's dad was infantry.
Yes. Oh, okay. I found it.
Okay.
Varys is saying, then who are you going to practice on to extend your ability past recent events? We're running out of civilians around here for Nolan to mend, and if you think she hasn't told the rest of her squad your little secret, you're giving her far too much credit. And then Violet is, this is her thinking this, holy shit, while Carr is my teacher, Varys is Dane's. So Dane is a little sus.
Dane's always been a little sus, though.
He has been, because one of the first things that Violet says once she gets off the parapet and she sees him and he sees her and he starts yelling at her is there is something behind his eyes. This is not the man I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's paraphrasing, but like, it's something like something has changed. And what is it that Dane always says? This place will
strip you away all the niceties.
Yep.
And will show who you truly are inside.
Yes.
So who the fuck is Dane Atos?
A little bitch. I'm going to open this really quickly.
Okay.
I'm going to read the passage where Zayden is finding out who betrayed them.
Mm-hmm.
During the Onyx
storm. Let's talk about this. Okay. This is probably the most important thing, and this is probably where we'll leave off for today.
Yes, we will leave on a cliffhanger the way that Rebecca left us.
Absolutely.
Okay, so then before we talk about this, there's one thing that I want to mention.
Okay.
Can we talk about the ring?
Yes.
So the ring is obviously from the sword.
Yep. The dagger.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Yep.
It was not missing when Halden tried to trade it away.
Nope.
It was missing in the dream.
Yep.
I I just want to know, if it didn't come down to this, when was he going to propose?
Because he's had the fucking ring.
Yeah.
I think that one of the times that he...
called her his consort?
I mean that too.
Or a duchess sounds great. I was dying.
I literally was like, foreshadowing, as he's a duke. Her name, her last name for the papers, or her full name for the papers is Violet Soaringale.
Two R's.
Okay, Zaddy.
I know. I love him. Yes. And do you think Imogen knows what she took? Do you think she can see their memories when she's taking them?
I do.
So then she knows what's going on. Do you think she's allowed to tell her?
No.
Because the last lines are what you told me to do.
Yep. So I think that Violet wanted to make sure she could not break under pressure, mm-hmm. and could not tell anyone where Zayden is.
Yeah.
So I think she asked Imogen, take my memories.
There has to be some kind of a plan.
100%.
I think between all of them, because obviously he had to see her to give her the ring.
Yep.
She had to agree to it.
Yep.
She had to agree to let Imogen take the memories from her. So there's got to be some kind of...
Oh, you mean like things happened in the time that we are never going to know about because all the memories are taken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is feeling oddly familiar to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Yep.
He also says, don't look for me. It's yours now.
Because our girl's a duchess.
Tirindor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now she's royalty.
Yep.
Not quite king or queen, but
close enough.
So she's got a lot of power, a lot of stake.
Yep.
She can tell Brennan what to do now.
Thank God. Even though they still rule by committee. Yeah.
But now it's her house. Her chair.
Her throne. It's her house, her throne. And she's a duchess.
Yeah, she's her the power. Wife.
Yeah.
So my house, no longer just my throne, my wife.
Yep. That's what I said from the beginning.
Yeah. Okay, let me find this.
Can we just talk about the artwork really, really quickly?
Yes. I want to talk about some of the things that I've been seeing online.
They're Dungeons and Dragons fan art,
mm-hmm.
that got changed slightly for the book.
Yes.
It made me very angry.
I don't mind it. I honestly don't really care. Why did it make you angry?
Because these books deserve their own...
I think they do. I think they definitely do.
Yeah.
I think I've been seeing a lot of people online complaining really hard about it.
I mean, I don't care that much at the end of the day. I don't
think it's that big of a deal. Yeah, like people are like throwing the books out.
Oh, no, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
I just wish that they had done custom artwork.
Yeah.
The way that like... They do on the edges, like even if it's nothing crazy.
Yes, I will say I wish that they had done artwork custom to them.
Yes.
I will also say that it was not a surprise that these were going to be in there. They were shown.
Yeah.
So people could have found out then. They for could have sure. Looked it up then.
Yeah.
So they've it's been not teased like they blindsided them. And no. Like all of a sudden it's AI art and, you know.
Yeah.
I will also say there's a lot of people online who said that they did not like the book because they don't want a world build in a third book.
I can understand that, but I think this was actually very well done.
I think it was well done, and I think it was more of what people were asking for in the second book, which absolutely. Was they wanted more. They wanted more of what goes on in Navarre. They wanted more with the characters.
Yep.
And you know what? When bringing it back to Sarah J. Maas for a second here.
Mm-hmm.
A Court of Thorns and Roses and Throne of Glass both have
world building throughout the books.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, you go to an entire different continent in Air of Fire, and nobody complains about that.
No.
So I think there's definitely a double standard.
For sure. I think it's because people were so excited to get all of their questions answered. And a lot of people thought this was a trilogy.
Well,
that's incorrectly, stupid. But I know.
Sorry, I don't mean to tell people that they're being stupid, but it has been clear from the beginning that it's five books.
Yeah.
Like, I thought everybody knew that. I'm not saying that to be mean, but like.
No, I've definitely seen a lot of people who thought this was a trilogy. So I think that's partially why people are getting upset, which is in their defense, like, that's valid. Like, if you thought this was the last book,
yeah,
and you have more questions than answers now.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think another reason why people are getting upset is because I just lost my complete train of thought.
That's okay. It'll probably come back around. Read your passage.
No, I got it.
Okay.
People, because they spent so long convincing themselves of all these different theories, there was, like, you know, like we said earlier, that she was pregnant when she with Violet and she turned Venom and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. There was, you know, people thought that she was a dragon shifter.
Yep.
I think people convinced themselves so wholeheartedly that that was what was going to happen. And then when it didn't,
they were very upset.
Yeah. They were disappointed.
Yeah.
Which I get.
Sure.
But, you know, if you want that to happen, write a fanfic. This is Rebecca's version of it. She's the one who wrote this. Like, you can't be upset because your version of the events didn't happen.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. But, I think that, you know, at the end of the day, it's just words on paper.
It's just a book.
Yeah. It's not that serious, people. No. You know, you can always return the book if you don't like it.
Right.
Or, you know, rent it from the library.
It's free. Read it on Kindle. Anything.
Yeah. Kindle Unlimited.
Is it on there yet?
No. Okay. It's not.
It will be at some point, though.
But, I mean, then you're spending $15 on it, so whatever this was, $25.
Or unless you're me and you buy both special editions and the Kindle. Rebecca took all my money.
And a hat.
And a hat and a bag. And this.
Yep. And that. Okay. So the passage says, this is when Zayden and Sigal are trapped in the mountain pass during the final battle. It says, I glance past Berwyn, past Sigal and the Venom to my new brother and the unconscious dragon lying in the valley beyond the canyon, guarded by seven wyvern. How could he do this? He italicized. Choose this after watching me stumble and fall over the last 5 months. How could he willingly walk the path I fought like hell to leave? He's the last person I ever thought. Sorry. He's the last person I ever would have expected to turn. And yet here we are. So it's over 5 months. He watched him battle this over 5 months. So it's got to be somebody close to Zayden.
Yep.
And it's got to be somebody who knew that Zayden was Venom for that 5 months. Brennan, Garrick, Bodhi.
Yep.
It's not Imogen.
It's not Imogen, obviously.
It's a he.
Yep.
First of all, but.
But was it Dane?
That's the question. It all comes back to that one line that Sloane said, is someone like you should never have this power. And there's part of me who is like, that could mean something really big. And there's another part of me is like, she knows that Dane played a part in Liam's death.
Yep.
And that's what she means when someone like you, someone who killed my brother.
Except for the fact she blushes every time she talks to him. So there's a little crush going on there.
I think it goes both ways.
Oh, for sure. Because there's a line right after she siphons that she says, you know, I don't want to hurt you. And he goes, that's what I'm afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know.
If he can get away from Violet faster, all good with me. I know she's not interested, but he's annoying.
I mean, I agree.
Okay. I know we said this was going to be the last thing, but one more thing.
Okay.
Bodhi.
Okay.
I feel like he's got a thing for Violet.
I wrote it down.
Like, he's the one who brought up Kat first.
He's the one who brought up Kat first. He's also the one that, wasn't she wearing his flight jacket?
Yep, because he ran out after her to give it to her.
Yep, so why? I don't know. I think he has a thing for Violet, too.
Yeah. Either that or he's playing secret double agent.
I mean, he could be Venom.
Maybe that's who it was.
Maybe he's Venom.
I feel like it's somebody who just turned. Like, after 5 months, how could... See me struggle for 5 months.
And willingly walk the path I struggled like hell to get off of.
Yes.
Yes. So I think it's somebody who just turned, but I think it's somebody who maybe has been sus the whole time and we missed it.
Yes.
Which just brings me back to Dane because he's always sus to me.
Yes. I'm also like, I go back and forth between everybody because there's, I feel like pros and cons for both of them. Like Garrick, I feel like he's so close. Bless you. Oh, I thought you were sneezing.
I was just yawning.
Oh.
Sorry.
I feel like Garrick is so close to Zayden that would...
That would hurt the most.
That would hurt the most.
Yes.
But the way that Garrick fought in that battle kind of throws me off.
Agreed.
But he also says that he does not have enough strength left to keep walking.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be motivation to draw more power.
For sure.
Bodhi.
If he's trying to protect Violet.
You think that he was trying to protect Violet? That's why he turned?
I think that could be part of it.
So Bodhi, to me, they keep talking about how much like Zayden he is.
Yep.
And then, you know, he's on that battlefield with Violet. With Lady Venom.
Theophany.
Yeah. However. Theophany.
Theophany.
However you say her name. I'm just going to keep calling her Lady Venom because I like that one. We're renaming her right now.
Yeah, it's fine.
His powers don't work against her.
Mm-hmm. Which is a little sus.
It's suspicious because you can't turn against. Like, you can't use your powers against... The one who turned you.
Right.
And he did not want to go out there. He did not want to finish school. He did not want to do any of the stuff that Zayden wanted him to do. He was completely rebelling by the end of it.
Yep.
So I'm leaning, and we also don't see him in the battle.
Right.
Afterwards.
There's a lot of missing time.
Right. So he's suspicious to me. As much as I don't want him to, because I love Bodhi, but...
I know, me too. But...
I don't know.
At first, we thought that it was the teacher.
Panchak. Yeah.
Panchak. But I really think it's somebody else. I don't think it's a teacher. I think it's somebody who's been close with him this entire time.
Yeah.
Watched him struggle. Watched him fall into this really terrible existence.
Yeah.
Part of me still thinks Brennan.
I feel like there's definitely a growing list of people.
Yeah, for sure. As long as it's not Riddick, we're good. I'll throw hands.
Yeah, I don't think it's Riddick.
He's been too good to Violet and Ben. Just
there. But Riddick was also with Rhiannon.
Yeah.
So it can't be him, or at least it shouldn't be him.
It shouldn't be.
I don't want to say can't.
Logistically, yeah. It shouldn't be.
But
maybe she left it open. Maybe she doesn't know who it is yet. Maybe she left it that way so that she can decide when she starts writing again.
I feel like she knows.
Who's going to hurt the most? She's going to gauge our interest.
I think we just went over who's going to hurt the most. But I don't think Rebecca, like, I think she said that she doesn't watch theories because she doesn't want it to alter.
That's true.
Yeah, I feel like we can make a strong case for Dane and Brennan
and Garrick
and Garrick and Bodhi. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of the four.
Yeah. I feel like those are like the four main contenders.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to hurt.
I know. Maybe not so much. Like, I feel like Bodhi and Garrick are going to hurt more than the other two. Like, Brennan would hurt. And
Brennan would just kind of be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I feel like everybody is pretty much suspicious of him.
Yeah.
And Dane, like, we're all kind of just getting on the track back to, like.
Which is why, like, I almost don't think it's Dane because, like, he just started his redemption arc.
Right. That's the only part that's, like, make me lean away from Dane.
Yeah.
Could there be other things?
For sure.
Absolutely, but. Really? You're going to do that on camera?
I think that's right there, cue.
Yeah. We're renaming him to Broccoli. If anything happens to Broccoli,
I will revolt.
Yeah. Broccoli and Atrum.
Yeah.
Atrum is adorable.
Yes.
Like, I love that Riddick and Atrum are like the same person. They're like they just want to mess around. They're like little toddlers. They just literally prank everybody.
Which, like, honestly, I kind of love.
I don't.
It reminds me of Winston from New Girl.
Atrum does?
Yeah.
I could see that. What was the cat's name?
Oh my god.
Mr. something? Shit.
You gotta look it up. Oh my god. It's been a minute.
But that's like Riddick and.
Yeah.
Atrum right there.
Yeah.
It's
Winnie the Bish and. It's gonna drive me nuts. Ferguson.
Yes. Ferguson.
Winston and Ferguson.
Yeah.
Yep.
R.I.P. R.I.P. We're gonna end this off. R.I.P. Liam Payne. R.I.P. Ferguson. R.I.P. Liam Murray. R.I.P. Lil Sorgale. This list is getting longer.
I was like, girl.
Who else?
R.I.P. Papa Sorgale.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot he died. He's like so prevalent in that book. I was like, yo, he's alive.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know who else. Wait.
Traeger.
Oh, yeah, Traeger. If I spend the entire fourth and fifth book panicking about what is going to happen specifically, I will be spending the entire book panicking. But if I spend the entire book panicking about what is going to happen to Broccoli the way I spent panicking what was going to happen to Fleetfoot.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Just for nothing to even happen anyways, which is great.
Broccoli just needs to survive.
Yes, I'm renaming my cat Broccoli because he's orange.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Poor Goose. He's now Broccoli.
He's now Broccoli.
I love that.
He's got about the brain cell of a broccoli, so.
Sort of some of mine. So. All right, friends. I think that's where we leave you for the night.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. Let us know your thoughts. Do you think that any of our thoughts are cohesive enough to put into actually thinking about them for a second?
If not, that's okay. We're just here for your entertainment.
Let us know if you agree with any of our opinions.
Yeah.
I think conspiracy theories. They're facts.
They're facts inside of our own heads.
Yeah.
They just might be wrong, but it's fine.
That's how most of the world is now, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, friends.
On that depressing note.
Have a lovely rest of your day, evening, morning, whenever you decide to hang out with us. And we'll see you soon for episode 2.
Oh, should we tell them what book we're going to do next for her next book club?
Yeah. What did we decide? Love and Lattes?
Love and Lattes.
I think we decided to stick with our theme here.
Yeah.
So next month, our book will be Love and Lattes.
for February.
Yep. And we will post the last Wednesday of the month.
Yeah.
And we'll give you our thoughts. It probably will not be as excessive as going over 3 books that have taken over our lives.
Yeah. Over like 4 years.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's fine. But yeah, Love and Lattes, February. It's not 3 books, so it shouldn't take too long.
No.
But if you're going to read it, join in with us next time. We'll chat.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Bye. Love you.